All right, welcome to our 10th Bethelcast. This is Pastor Dave Young, and I am so excited to have with us today the lovely, the talented, the home for the summer, Miss Kelly Francis. Kelly, welcome to the Bethelcast. We're glad you're here.
Thank you so much.
And we are delighted that you're here for very, very various reasons. A, you're just really cool. You're the coolest chick we know. You're awesome. Number two, you're awesome with our kids. And number three, your angelic voice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
The trifecta, right?
You know, I try.
You do try.
Whatever I can do.
You are tremendous. Now, we're going to have you share a little bit. Kelly is going to be a senior at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh. Yeah. You've already gotten your undergrad, or you kind of finished all those classes?
Kind of, yeah. I finished all the classes for my undergrad. Right. I don't technically have an undergrad degree yet, but that will be next year.
And because you were doing what?
Because I am doing a master's in speech therapy, and I've about 2.5 years left, and then I will be ready to practice.
You'll be ready to practice.
Yep.
And so what was it about speech therapy that led you in that direction?
Well, honestly, when I had my brain tumor when I was 5, I was in speech therapy for a long time with Miss Donna, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Miss Donna Terrell. And when you're 5, you're pretty smart.
Yeah.
And, you know, you really want to show that you're smart. And so when you have a language disorder, which I had, and you can't speak anymore like you used to be able to, because of the surgery, it's pretty traumatizing when you're that age, because, you know, all your friends are smart. You're at that age where you just are always told how smart you are, and because you're good at spelling or whatnot.
Learning your numbers.
Yeah, learning your numbers, stuff, yeah. All of that fun stuff. Kindergarten is like your star, where it all begins. And so that was really hard, because I would try and talk to adults, which I was used to from church.
Right.
And it would take me forever to think of a word. Like, I remember one time refrigerator was a really hard word to come up with. And so that was so frustrating. And I feel like for people that are both little and older that have had brain injuries, I can kind of relate to them. And I understand how hard that is, and why in the beginning speech therapy kind of sucks, because you realize you can't talk to other people like you want to.
Right.
But I understand the progress that eventually leads to you being able to communicate with people like you want to. So, yeah, that was probably one of the main reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you always been thinking about that, or?
Not really. It was actually...
You were thinking music therapy at one point.
Yeah, I thought music therapy, because I do love my...
Because you love
I
music.
Love music.
Yeah.
But once
All-state singer, by the way. Shout out.
But once I got to shadow in high school, it kind of made me remember my inability to speak and how frustrating that was, and just seeing how cool that is. And now that I've been able to study it more, and we've learned about it more in class, and I've been able to see patients with had strokes or other injuries that have caused them to have difficulties creating language, it's been really interesting to see, and very relatable, because I totally remember what that's like and how frustrating it is.
But also you know what a joy it is when someone like Miss Donna and other people have helped you through that,
right,
and get you to a place where you're able to communicate. Well, we take that for granted, don't we, being able to communicate.
Oh my gosh, yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, you don't realize it until you lose it, and then it's such a quiet world when you can't communicate, because I mean, just think about how much you communicate with people every day, and there's still body language, but that's not nearly as effective as actual verbal language coming out.
Sure.
So that's, it's really amazing how much I remember that affecting me, and how I want to help people, because it was awful. I hated it.
How long was that for you?
It felt like forever. It was probably like 3 months, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But Miss Donna, shout out, was an awesome therapist. She always drilled me, which at the time I did not enjoy.
Sure.
But now it's great that
now
she
you know
did
why.
That. And now that I've learned in class why we have to do that, now I see why she did it. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm hoping to go with it as of now.
And you will.
I have no doubt.
You'll be, this is where God's leading you. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
One of the things I know about you, Kelly, is that where you've been an integral part of your family here has been here at Bethel. So how's Bethel been meaningful to you?
Bethel has been the absolute best. I grew up here.
Yep.
I've been here for 19 years. And Bethel has taught me a lot. I mean, it taught me to communicate with adults very well, because when I was very little, it was basically just Cameron Morsak, Carter Woolley, and I, and that was about it. And the rest were quote-unquote old people.
That's right.
So I learned a lot about communicating with adults, learning how to talk to people that were older than me. That was awesome. It was great. I always, middle school were the roughest years, and I remember church was the only thing I would look forward to because it had all of my best friends. Yeah. I hated school. I just, middle school was not fun for me.
Right.
And that was the only time I looked forward to was Sunday afternoon, well, Sunday morning, with church people who loved me and didn't judge me. I'm like middle schoolers.
Like middle school. That's powerful.
And yeah, it was really, it got me through a lot through the years. You know, with like friendship issues or family issues or life issues. It was always, the church was kind of like that firm foundation where I always enjoyed that hour and a half of church and Sunday school with everyone.
Well, everybody enjoys you being a part of that too, because you've certainly made great impact on people here. And people love seeing you, so the connection that you have, I mean, it's awesome. And so you took that and then carried that with you to college. Like a lot of kids, you know, the you know how the joke is. It's like, well, I go to college and they stop going. But you actually have connected. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing at Duquesne that's been special.
College has been the best. I realized that once I was in college, I was in charge of my own faith now. I had no idea what to do with that. And so we had this group, we have this group called Crossroads, and, this girl I had just met that seemed pretty cool was going, and I really wanted to go to a church event, so I figured I would check it out. It said it was non-denominational, and I don't remember anything about the first day except that they sang 10,000 Reasons, which is my favorite song, and I knew that God was calling me to go to this group. So I joined a small group for freshman girls, and I met all my really, really good friends there. My current roommate I met there, and I started going every week on Wednesday nights, and the messages were always, they were more like discussions, so it didn't feel like I was going to church. It was just very relaxed, but still taught a message, taught a lesson. I started to meet these friends that, I mean, today are still some of my best friends. And I mean, I did have the advantage that I was going to a Catholic school, so religion was all around, but I decided that I wanted to take control of it, and I wanted to be, I didn't want to just do what I was always told to do, drive to church by my parents. So it took me a little while to find a church. But I eventually decided to just go to Mass on campus.
Because
I joined the choir and I have a great time there. But it's
nothing wrong with that. You and Martin Luther.
I know. You know?
He did the same thing. That's perfect. You're following his footsteps.
Yeah, there we go. So that's been great.
So you worship there, but you also have the connection with Crossroads.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like doing a little bit of both.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of a perfect, I feel like, combination of everything. And yeah, it's seriously been the best. It's been kind of my group to get me through college. So Bethel got me through kindergarten through 12th grade, and now Crossroads is getting me through the 5 years of college. And yeah, I've loved it. They, we've gone on so many fun events, and I've, I feel like I've just really grown as a Christian.
That's
in
awesome.
College. Yeah.
It's awesome for you to say that. I know that, I think I've told you that my whole spiritual journey was college. I mean, college was where I felt like I was being called to ministry. It was a place where I understood that my faith was now my own, versus like you growing up in a family that was active in church and going to church and all like that. And so how do we impart that wisdom to other young people who are going to college.
Yeah.
And how do we impart that to them? I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. What would you say to the outgoing seniors who are going to college?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Well, I guess I would say always remember your roots, which is kind of how I felt.
Remember your roots.
Yeah, remember them, because that's who you are. And I'll be honest, I did not go to church for probably the first semester.
Sure.
I just had fun at church. Right. I didn't want to get up in the morning.
But you'd found Crossroads.
But I had found Crossroads. So I
Absolutely.
Felt like that was kind of a good thing for at that point.
Absolutely.
And I think the other thing that I felt like was, and one of my best friends helped me kind of decide this, was that it was either party life or like church life. And I did not want to party like crazy life, but I didn't want to be in my room every Friday night at 9 p.m. Like, I just didn't want that.
No, you don't.
So, I kind of...
You wanted a real faith.
I wanted a real faith. I wanted to live it, and I wanted to experience
and
it.
And real life.
And,
you want real faith and real life.
Real life.
I want to have fun with my friends and enjoy the gift of the friendship in the world, but also recognize where is Jesus a part of that.
Yeah, and
honestly, and that can actually be done, it sounds like.
Yeah, I have to say, I always felt like it's easiest to connect to people when you're not so far away from them.
Gotcha.
So, like,
sure.
It's hard to connect to people when they're going out and partying, and you're like, I literally never entered a party. I have no clue what you're talking about. And so one of my friends said, it's all about the intentions you have as you go out. So if your intention is to have fun and dance and meet new people, great, go to a party. If your intention is to get really drunk and not remember the night, then okay, maybe you should refocus.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what I...
Because drinking is just a part of college culture.
Yeah, oh, it is. And
it's crazy.
I mean...
We've all been there.
Yeah, you've all done there. I've been there. Everyone's been there.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's kind of what I tried to think about was, one, do I feel comfortable doing this? Two, is God, you know, not like, really, Kelly? That's like
really?
The worst decision.
Really, Kelly,
and then third, like, what are my intentions for doing, going to this party? Or what are, and that really helped because then I didn't feel like it was party life or church life. It was kind of like, bring the two together and you can still have fun in college. And
but you were being smart.
Yeah.
I love that you said, think about what are my intentions about this. That will carry you a long way.
Yeah. And it did. I thought it was great what she said. It was really true. Like, you're just going to have a good time, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Go enjoy your friends.
Yeah.
Enjoy your people. And
go meet new friends.
Be smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Go be responsible for when another friend does not decide to be smart.
I like what you said, too, about, you know, for Christians, how do we react, how do we talk with people in a setting if they're like, if you have no experience? Like what you said about the reason you're going to be such a phenomenal speech therapist, which I know you're going to be phenomenal, is because you understand it a little bit.
Yeah.
And so for Christians to be able to, especially in college life, to just... You know, the people who just sit there and badmouth everybody and don't engage where the people are. You lose some authenticity.
Yeah, it's funny. That's actually what I deal with a lot at school, because Crossroads is amazing, but there are some people that are way too conservative. And I'm glad that they have those beliefs, but they pound them on people far too harshly. And I always say you have
versus meeting people where they are.
Exactly. I always say that. I always say you have to meet them where they are, because I know for me, if someone came up, like, when they do it to me, when they tell me their beliefs that I don't agree with, I get upset. And I'm at least a Christian that, like, has a pretty good idea of what she's thinking and talking about. So if you're going to someone that's already like, oh, I'm not sure how I feel about God, I'm not sure how I feel about Christianity, and then you're doing that to them, you're totally going to turn them off. You, like, almost want to turn me off. And I at least know what I'm... Like, I have an idea of Christianity.
Wise Kelly.
So, yeah, I feel like, and that's why I feel like, at the same time, you have to have that combination of college life and Christian life, because then you really can meet people where they are. Because I feel like when you can't meet people where they are, then you really don't mean anything to them.
No.
You're kind of just...
Amen.
You just look like a I don't know.
You're foreign
above
to them.
You're above them. Yeah, you're foreign. They don't understand what to do with you.
That's right.
So that's kind of what I tried to do.
That is awesome. There was this, I'll tell you, there was this book, I'm trying to remember, it was called Blue Light Jazz is the name of the book.
Okay.
Donald Miller, he wrote it. And I'm pretty sure it was in this book they told the story that he was at a church, at a school that was highly secular. I mean, most of the people there were secular. And so he put together this, and they had this big campus-wide event, he put this tent together that said, the few Christians are on campus, it said confessional.
Oh.
And so people would walk past and be like, Finally somebody said, okay, I'll go in. And when they came in, they sat down and said, oh, what am I supposed to confess? And the Christians looked at him and said, no, this is not about you confessing to us. It's about us as Christians confessing how we have been judgmental towards you.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
And that's great.
And he said that people's eyes were like, what? And so then they would say, look, we've been judgmental. People of the Christian church have done this. But what it did was open up a dialogue where now the people were able to have conversations about Jesus in a way that they wouldn't have been otherwise. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on the podcast. And please share it out with all your social media folks so they can hear what you're saying. But I also want to say just I appreciate the journey that you've been on and the walk of faith that you have. You have found that God is there in the midst of the community, the roots that you talked about, but now you're spreading your wings, you're out doing different things, and you can do that, and it's kind of like our Bethel mission statement, deeper faith, wider love, where you have the rootedness of deep faith from your family and friends and all the history you have at Bethel, with the wide love of being out into a new community, where you are worshiping in a Catholic church with a non-denominational group, but that's all okay because it is the way in which God is leading you to be in the world now.
Yep.
And you're an example of that, Kelly. So we love you more than
love
anything.
Bethel.
we love you. And want to say thank you for all that you do, and excited for seeing how God is going to use your abilities to make a difference, because I know he will.
Yes, he will.
Who knows how. All right. Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for all our listeners out there. We pray that the peace of the Lord Christ will go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness and protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing, as he has brought Kelly home to us, and all the wonders that he will show you, and may he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Have a great time, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.